You can come here, sit here for this evening, and go away and say, well, the speaker let me down. He didn't give me myself. You wouldn't say that because it's an unconscious movement of looking for oneself. I thought he would give us 6 techniques of that and 8 steps to this and 14 this and 16 that. But we didn't get any of this. And we walked out empty-handed. And that's because you were looking for something that nothing and nobody can give you. But if you could sit here as knowing yourself as the aware presence in which this experience happens, sensing the field of now, which is the same, sensing the field in which this perception happens. One early 20th century teacher called it self-remembering, which can easily be misunderstood, and people might think they have to think about themselves. It's not that. It's deeper than that. So then you realize that the speaker never had anything to give you, nor did you need anything of what really matters, which is yourself, the essence of your being. And then to walk away here empty-handed will be a beautiful thing. Very empty. So much so that there's one religion that used that word, emptiness, to describe the ultimate that a human being can realize. And then the scholars come, Buddhism, for those of you who don't know, uses that word, emptiness, as the ultimate. Buddha used it. And the scholars come and start thinking about what that could possibly mean. And then they come up with strange things, theories, like the academics who study Buddhism, not anymore perhaps because Buddhism is more alive in the West now, but when it first came in the 19th century, the scholars came and studied. Buddha said, emptiness. And then this professor's theology wrote, Buddhism is a nihilistic, life-denying belief system, atheistic belief structure. Every word is wrong, but that's how it... All he was, he just used another pointer. He said emptiness. It's not a very inspiring term, of course, emptiness. What do I do with that? Unless you realize it, it's meaningless. What is emptiness? This. Knowing yourself as the space. That's a good word. Space in which everything happens. You are that space. And so we have, one could say, the world of thought and the world of things that become translated into thoughts, which we could call object consciousness, the consciousness of objects, where consciousness becomes objects. For most people, that's all there is. That's what their life consists of. Things, stuck full with things. Object consciousness, one thing after another. okay, what do we have to do now? Come, let's. What's the next thing to do? Come, and the mind never stops until, except when they go fall to sleep. In the last moments when you drop off, you have a little bit of peace because you're falling towards unconsciousness. But it's better than being tortured by your mind. And you go, oh, oh. And you might sit there after being tortured by your mind all day long. You get home, you pour yourself a whiskey and you drink it. And then gradually you're moving towards unconsciousness. And then for the first time in that day, you experience a little bit of peace that comes when the mind slows down and stops. But you are falling, one could say, below thought. But it's better than perhaps being tortured.